I thank the Lord to give us another opportunity to gather before Him.
感谢主给我们又一个机会能够在他的面前聚集。
Let us turn to Exodus.
请我们一同翻开出埃及记。
Exodus chapter
34. 第34章。
Exodus chapter 34, we'll read verse 5 and 6.
我们一同来读第《出埃及记》第三十四章第五、第六节。
And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there. This him meaning Moses, and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious.Long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth.
第三十四章第五节，耶和华在云中降临，和摩西一同站在那里，宣告耶和华的名。耶和华在他前面宣告说：耶和华，耶和华，是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Matthew's
马太福音
Chapter 9
第九章
Verse 13
第十三节
And this is Jesus speaking.
这是主耶稣说的
But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
经上说我喜爱连续不喜爱祭祀这话的意思你们自己去揣摩我来本是来招义人本不是招义人乃是招罪人
Romans chapter 9
罗马书第九章
15 and 16
第十五到第十六节
Romans chapter 9 verses 15 and 16
罗马书第九章十五十六节
For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. So then it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy.
因他对摩西说，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。如此看来，这不在乎那定义的。也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。
Our last scripture is Jude.
我们最后的一节经文是在犹大书。
Jude has only one chapter, so verse 21.
犹大书只有一章，所以我们读第二十一节。
21.
第二十一节。
Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy.Of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
In the few scripture that we just read,
在我们所读到这几节的经文当中
，God revealed Himself as a God of mercy.
神向我们显示他是一个怜悯的神。
This word, this term mercy actually appears in the Bible for over 300 some times.
怜悯这个字在圣经里边出现过三百多次。
And this word mercy actually is interchangeable with the word loving kindness.
怜悯这个词呢在圣经中也和慈爱可是可以相互对用的。
In the psalm that we just sang, actually it is Psalm 57. It says that thy loving kindness or mercy is great. It reaches to the heavens.
在我们所唱的这首诗歌当中是出自于诗篇第五十七篇那里边说因你的慈爱高及诸天。
Because our God is a merciful God.
因为我们的神是一个怜悯的神。
We are able to become His children.
所以我们可以成为他的儿女。
In fact, in Psalm 136,
在诗篇第136篇
there are a total of 26 verses.
一共有26节经文。
And each verse ends with this, for His mercy endures forever.
每一节经文都是这样的结束，因你的慈爱 也可以翻译成怜悯，永远长存。
In Exodus, we see not only that God shows mercy to His suffering people by delivering them from Egypt.
在出埃及记，我们看见神不但是借着他的怜悯，把那些在埃及人手下所忧受压迫的人解救出来。
And while they were in the wilderness, God supplied them all of their needs.
在旷野当中，神供应他们所有的需要。
And yet it was these people that they have worshipped the golden calf or the idols.
然而正是这批人，他们去拜那金牛犊和他们的偶像。
And God forgave all of their sins.
但是神赦免了他们所有的罪。
Renew a covenant with them.
和他们更新所立的誓约。
God by His mercy called them back to Himself.
借着神的怜悯，神把他们呼召回到他自己的身边。
And it is at this time that Moses asked God, saying, "If I found favor in Your sight, let me know Thy way."
正是在这个时候，摩西问神，如果我在你的眼前蒙恩，让我知道你的道路。
That I may know You, and that I may find favor in Your sight.In your sight, I pray to you, Lord, show me your glory.
所以我可以认识你的道路，在你眼前蒙恩，愿你向你把你的荣耀向我显现。
Moses wants to see the face of God.
摩西想看见神的容面。
Moses wants to see the glory of God.
摩西想看见神的荣耀。
And it is at this occasion that God proclaimed to Moses and the people that He is a merciful God.
正是在这种场合下。神向摩西宣告，他是一个怜悯的神。
This is the name of our God.
这是我们神的名。
God described Himself as merciful and gracious.
神向我们表达他自己是一个怜悯、慈爱的神。
In fact, God told Moses, "You need to come up to that rock."
实际上，神告诉摩西，你要来到这块磐石上。
And I will show you my heart.
我要把我的心意向你显明。
I will reveal to you what.The glory that you are seeking for.
我要向你显明说你所要看见的荣耀。
I don't know what Moses, would expect to see when he asked for God's glory.
我们不知道摩西他所期望的，当他想要看见神荣耀，他所希望看见的是什么。
Did he expect to see the radiant glory and the majesty of God?
他是不是想希望看见神那个荣耀所发出光辉和他的那个伟大？
I do not really know what's in his mind.
我们不知道他心里边在想什么。
However, God will have us to know him by the glory of his mercy, more than the glory of his radiant majesty.
然而我们知道神要借着他的怜悯让我们更多的认识他，远胜于让我们借着他的伟大来认识他。
So that we must fear even the Lord and his goodness.
所以我们要在他的慈爱上要敬畏他。
Here is the glory of God.
这是神的荣耀。
A God who is merciful and gracious.
是一位怜悯慈爱的神。
Long suffering and abundant in goodness and truth.
不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Keeping mercies for thousands.
为着外人存留慈爱
and forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin
赦免我们的罪孽过犯和罪孽和罪过
In fact, Christ himself is the full expression of that glory
实际上我们的主耶稣就是这个荣耀的完美的彰显
All that is in the Father is embodied in the Son
在父神里边的一切的荣耀都居住在主耶稣基督里。
Jesus was sent to the earth to bring that glory to all of us.
主耶稣他来到地上，正是要把这父的荣耀带到我们每个人的中间。
Everything God proclaimed here about His own nature is actually in the Lord Jesus.
父神在这里边所宣布他的荣耀的本性都居住在主耶稣基督里。
And Christ Himself is the expressed mercy and grace and truth and love of God the Father.
我们的主耶稣正是神他慈爱怜悯的一切的彰显。
What is the greatest proof of God's mercy to our life?
神向我们所发怜悯最大的证据是什么呢？
The cleft of the rock.
是那个裂开的磐石。
He gave us His Son.
他把他的儿子赐给了我们。
In fact, Isaiah told us that, he was wounded for us.
以赛亚书告诉我们说，他为我们的罪孽受伤。
He was crushed for our sin.
为我们的罪孽被压伤。
So that he can pay our sin debt to bring us back to God.
所以他可以为我们罪付上赎价，把我们带回到神的身边。
The song that we sang, He is that rock of ages, cleft for me.
我们所唱的一首诗歌叫永久的磐石。永久磐石为我开。
And let us hide ourselves in them, in him.
让我藏身在你怀。
And let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flows.
让你所流的血与水。
Be of sin, of doubt, the double cure, save me from its guilt and shame.
两面医治我的罪。使我能够脱离罪的刑罚与能力。
Paul also reminds us that if there be any man who is in Christ, he is a new creature.
保罗也提醒我们，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
If we are in Christ,
如果我们在基督里，
if we are in the cleft of the rock,
如果我们在磐石的穴中，
the old things have passed away, behold, new things have come.
旧事已过，一切都是新的。
In fact, is there anyone who can stand in the glory, in the presence of the glory of God?
是不是我们能够站立在神的荣耀面前呢？
If God would not have put Moses in the cleft of the rock,
如果神没有把摩西放在那个磐石的穴中，
He would not have survived in the presence of God's glory.
他就在神的荣耀面前没有办法存活。
But God put him in that cleft.
但是神把他放在那个磐石的穴。
By the same token, today God put us in Christ.
但是同样今天神把我们放在基督耶稣里。
And it is because we are in Christ that we can draw so very close to our God and we call him our heavenly Father.
这是因为我们在基督里，我们还可以亲近神，就称他我们的天父。
This is the mercy of God.
这是神的怜悯。
Now you may ask, what about the last verse that we did not read? And that's in Exodus chapter 34, verse 7.
你可能会问，除埃及记第34章第7节，还有一节我们没有读。
That verse tells us that God says he won't clear, the guilty.
那节诗歌告诉我们说，他万不以有罪的为无罪。
Now, how can that be if he is merciful and forgiving?
那如果他是一个怜悯又有赦免的神，
Why would then it says that God will visit the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and the fourth generation?
为什么圣经在这里边说神要追讨他的罪？自父继子直到三四代了。
Since God is so merciful,
因为神是何等怜悯的神。
Why would God say that?
为什么神要说这样的话呢？
In here, what God is trying to tell us is this.
在这里边神要想要告诉我们的是这样的。
He said that he is my glory.
他说这是我的荣耀。
I offer you mercy, grace, love, forgiveness in abundance.
我把我的怜悯慈爱恩典和爱都给你。
But if you refuse this glory, if you harden your heart, and if you continue to remain in your sin, to continue to carry on with your idols,
但是如果你拒绝我这样的一个荣耀，你继续把你的心变得刚硬，继续生活在你的罪中，喜爱你的罪，
then you quickly turn away from me,
你就迅速地离去了，与我远离了。
And then you are guilty of the worst sin of all.
我们就犯了那个最终的最重的罪。
Because you have then rejected me.
因为我们在这个时候拒绝了神的
罪。 In fact, you have rejected the tender mercy of God.
因为我们拒绝了神那个怜悯。
We have turned away from the Father's loving embrace.
我们拒绝了神他的慈爱，他的拥抱。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
what is the teaching of our Lord Jesus regarding to mercy?
神在这里边所教导的摩西的事情是什么呢？
Jesus said, I desire mercy and not sacrifice.
主耶稣在这里边说，我喜爱怜悯，不喜爱祭祀。
For I did not For I did not come to call the righteous, but to sinners for repentance.
我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
The Lord Jesus here asked them to go and learn the meaning of this statement.
主耶稣在这里面告诉他们要去揣摩，仔细思想这句话的意思。
Why would the Lord Jesus ask them to think about this?
为什么主耶稣在这里边让他们去揣摩这句话的意思呢？
Because there are peoples who receive mercies, and yet there are other peoples who did not receive mercy.
因为有些人他们得到了怜悯，有些人却没有得到怜悯。
In addition, there are people who initially received the mercy of God, and yet, unfortunately, later on, they slip away from the mercy of God.
也有一些人，他们一开始的时候接受了神的怜悯，但是后来呢，就从神的怜悯中坠落了。
When did the Lord make this statement?
主耶稣是在什么时候说的这样的一句话呢？
It was when Matthew, the tax collector, he was working in his tax office.
是在马太正在他的那个收税的官上工作的时候。
And the Lord Jesus called him to be his disciple.
And 主耶稣就呼召他来成为他的门徒。
And Matthew was so thankful for the Lord that he set up a great dinner for the Lord and invited all his co-worker to come to dine with the Lord.
感谢主，这时候马太呢就摆了一个大的宴席，并且请了他那些税吏的同事们一同来赴宴。
And then the Pharisees, they saw that the Lord Jesus ate with the tax collector. That is why they prompted that question. Why do you eat with tax collectors and sinners?
所以这时候呢，法利赛人就看见主耶稣和这些税吏和罪人一同吃饭，他们就问主耶稣，为什么你和税吏和罪人一同吃饭呢？
It was during that occasion.
是在这种场合下。
Brothers and sisters, when did you obtain the mercy of God?
弟兄姐妹们，你是什么时候接受了神的怜悯？
Was it because you have been very good and then you get yourself prepared and come and receive the mercy that way?
是不是我们的光景非常好的时候，我们准备好了，我们来接受了神的怜悯？
Or rather, was it because your heart was somewhere else? You were full of sin and somehow the Lord came and you heard the message of the gospel and then you responded?
还是我们的心远离神，我们生活在罪中，我们来了就听见了神的怜悯。
We know that there is sometimes you see out there there is a bumper sticker on the car saying that I found it.
有的时候我们看见在汽车后边会贴着一个条子说我找到了。
Did we find God?
是不是我们找到了神呢？
Did we find the salvation of God?
是不是我们找到了神的救恩呢？
It was the Lord Jesus who passed by.
是主耶稣从我们这边经过。
In fact, it was the Lord Jesus who passed by Jericho that the two blind men, they heard the gospel. They cried out, Son of David, have mercy upon us.
是主耶稣经过耶利哥城的时候，那两个瞎子他们就看见了主耶稣，说大卫的子孙啊，怜悯我们。
And it was the same with that Samaritan woman after she discovered that the Jesus who talked to her is actually the Messiah.
也是正是那个撒玛利亚的女人，当她知道与她谈话的就是弥赛亚。
And she went to her village and told all the other people that, look, I have found this person who is the Messiah.
所以她就回到村庄里，告诉所有的人说，看哪，我看见了弥赛亚。
Did she really found the Messiah herself?
是他自己找到了这位弥赛亚吗？
It was the Lord Jesus who made a special trip to Samaria to look her up.
是主耶稣他特别拣选了一条经过撒玛利亚的道路来寻找他。
What is mercy?
怜悯是什么呢？
The word mercy means compassionate or kind forbearance shown toward an offender or an enemy or to a needy person.
怜悯这个词它本身的意思就是对于那些冒犯我们的、我们的敌人或者有需要的人所发出的同情和忍耐。
The interesting thing in the statement that Lord Jesus made in here is Jesus put the word mercy and sacrifice together.
在这里面我们看见一件非常有趣的事情，就是主耶稣他把怜悯和祭祀这两个词放在一起。
What is mercy?
怜悯是什么呢？
Simply speaking, mercy is what gives us or what we obtain from God.
简单的来说，怜悯就是神所给我们的，或者是我们从神那边所接受到。
What is sacrifice?
祭祀是什么呢？
It means that what man gives to God.
是人给神的。
In the Old Testament, when men are thankful of God's grace, they will then bring a bull or a lamb as a sacrifice to offer to God.
在旧约的时代，当人对神的恩典有感谢的时候，他们就带着牛羊作为祭物来到神的面前。
And for those who are not as wealthy, they will bring a pigeon as an offering.
对于那些不是特别富有的人，他们就带着一只鸽子作为祭物来到神的面前。
Yes, in the Old Testament time, God required His chosen people to bring offerings to Him.
的确，在旧约的时代，神要求他的子民来到他的面前的时候，要带着祭物来。
Now, does it mean that God is in lack? Of something that he asks his people for offering?
是不是这里边意味着神是缺乏的，所以他需要从人那边来得到他供应呢？
We know that the answer is no, because we know God is the God of abundance.
我们知道这个答案是不，因为神是丰富的神。
The sacrifice in the Old Testament actually typify the true Lamb of God.
在旧约的祭祀，实际上是预表着真正那个神的羔羊。
The Lord Jesus is the true sacrifice that pleases God's heart.
主耶稣乃是那个，他是真正的那个神的羔羊，是合神心意的。
In another word, God want man to draw close to Him by through His Son.
实际上，神是要人借着他的儿子与他亲近。
So when in the Old Testament time, when the people offer animal sacrifice.
所以在旧约的时代，当人们带着这些祭牲来到神的面前
的时候， It typified man coming before God through the Lamb of God.
乃是预表着人借着这些羊来到神的面前。
Strictly speaking, the offering that we can bring to God, whether it be today, money,or time or our labor, it is because of His grace that we can make those offerings.
实际上，今天我们能够带到神面前的，无论是我们的金钱、我们的时间和我们的能力，乃是因为神把这些赐给了我们。
Sometimes we have the wrong idea that just the fact that we are offering something to God, that we are doing God a favor.
有的时候我们有一个这样错误的想法，好像我们在神面前有一些奉献，我们是为神做了一件好事，我们是在帮神的忙。
The actual fact is just not only that the offerings that we put to we give to God is what God has first given to us.
但实际上，事实上是我们在神面前的一些奉献，是神先给了我们。
Even the opportunity for us to offer that sacrifice, that opportunity is also the mercy of God.
甚至就是我们能够把这些献上的机会，也是神在他的怜悯中赐给我们的。
You know, in Vancouver, we have we've been sharing preaching the gospel.
在温哥华，我们传福音。
There was this young man, who came and who have been coming actually to listen to the gospel for many many times.
有一个年轻人，他来到我们中间听福音很多次。
And every time when we have a gospel meeting, we ask him to come and join us.
每一次我们有传福音的机会，我们就请他来一同来听福音。
He began to understand the gospel.
所以他就开始慢慢的开始理解了。
And he wanted to really experience God.
他开始要经历神。
And that's what we encourage him to do.
我们也鼓励他这样做。
And he said, well, okay, I'm going to spend some time. I'm going to read the Bible, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to see if God is real or not in my life.
所以他就说，我要花一些时间，我要读经、祷告、经历神，看看神在我的生命里面是不是真实的。
But he gave God a deadline.
但是他给神了一个期限。
That was, I think, that was last fall. He said that I'm going to do this diligently, but my deadline is December 31, 2006.
所以他给了神一个期限，那是在去年秋天的时候。他说我要认真的追求神，但是我给神的期限是在年底。
If by December 31, 2006, God would not reveal Himself to me as real,
如果在12月31号神没有向我启示他是真实的，
you know, I spent so much effort, and if he would not answer, then I'll say, forget it, I'm going to walk away.
如果我花了很多的时间来追求神，神没有回答我的祷告，那我就说，我就不管了。
He thought that, just the fact that he was trying to make the effort to see God is doing God a big favor.
他想他这样的努力来寻求神，好像是在帮助神一个忙。
Now, of course, I mean, we on Tuesday night in our prayer meeting, we earnestly pray for this guy.
但是在我们的周二的祷告会当中，我们就认真的为这个人祷告。
The end result was that by December 31, he said he did not find God.
但是结果是在12月31号的时候，他说他没有找到神。
But we continue to pray for him.
但是我们继续为他祷告。
So somehow he extended his deadline, he continued to seek.
所以他就延长了他这个期限，他继续寻求神。
Sacrifice that we can bring to God is actually a reflection of God's glory.
我们所能带到神面前这些祭祀，实际上是神他荣耀的一个反射。
But man is so pitiful. The more grace God gives them, the more they can bring to God, and the more pride.That they become themselves.
但是人是何等的可怜，当我们能够越多的带到神的面前，神给我们越多的时候，人就变得越来越骄傲。
This is the condition of the Pharisee at that time.
这就是当时法利赛人的光景。
God sent His Son in their midst. They were so happy with their sacrifice and with observing the law that they end up rejecting the Son.
神把他的儿子赐到他们中间，但是他们一直在忙碌他们手中的服事和献祭，他们就拒绝了神的。
And the result was that these group of religious people, they slip away from the mercy of God.
以至于这个结果就是这些宗教人士，他们拒绝了神的怜悯。
May God truly have mercy upon us to let us see that if there be anything today that we can offer, whether it be money, time, or even our life, it is because of His mercy.
愿神实在是怜悯我们，让我们能够看到今天我们在神面前所能够献上的一点，不论是我们的金钱、时间和生命，都是因为神的怜悯所赐给我们的。
You know, mercy and love are closely related as well.
怜悯和慈爱是非常紧密相关的。
Love emphasizes on compatibility.
慈爱这个词，它所强调的是它的一致性。
It is.Mutual love is mutual between two persons.
是两个人之间彼此相互之间的关系。
Today, the reason why we have marriages is because the bride and the bridegroom they have a mutual love.
今天在这个世界上我们有婚姻，是因为这个新郎和新娘他们彼此相爱。
They love each other.
他们彼此相爱。
They have compatible love toward each other. In other words,
或者是说。他们在他们彼此之间有一个一致性的相爱，
相配的
爱。
What is mercy?
怜悯是什么呢？
Mercy means that toward the one who is not compatible.
怜悯的意思就是说对那个不相配的人，
whose condition is far from that required by the state of love.
他的光景呢，实在是不配这样的爱。
And yet.He is loved and cherished and nourished so that he become compatible.
但是他在这里边因着爱得到了抚养和保护，以至于他能够相配于这个爱。
This is mercy.
这是怜悯。
An obvious example is the relationship between Peter and the Lord Jesus.
最典型的一个例子就是我们主耶稣基督和彼得之间的关系。
We know that Peter loved the Lord.
我们知道彼得爱主。
He said in his mouth that he would even die for him than to deny the Lord.
他亲口说，我就是为你死，我也不会否认你的命。
But at the sea, at the shore in the sea of Tiberias, the Lord Jesus revealed himself to them.
但是在
提比利亚
海边，主耶稣向他显现的时候
，The Lord asked Peter this one important question: Peter, do you love me? Do you love me more than these?
主耶稣问了彼得一个最重要的问题：彼得，你爱我吗？你爱我胜过这些吗
？Peter said, "Yes, Lord, I love you."
彼得对主说，主，你知道我爱你。
But we know that the word love that Peter used was filial love.
但是我们知道彼得在这里边所用的这个词是一个 filial， 是情感上的爱。
I am fond of you. I have a feeling towards you.
乃是说我敬爱你，我对你有一种感情。
It is a love of a friend.
是一个朋友之间彼此的相爱。
And yet the love that the Lord Jesus asked in his question is a divine love, an absolute love, an agape love.
但是主耶稣在提这个问题中，他所用这个爱呢，乃是一个神圣的爱，是一个完全的爱。
Here we can see that Peter's love is not compatible with the love of Christ.
这里边我们看见彼得的爱。和主耶稣之间的爱是不相配的。
And yet, the Lord Jesus nourished him and cherished him and continued to love him until Peter became compatible in his love to his master.
但是我们的主耶稣他继续抚爱关乎彼得，以至于他的爱能够增长，能够和神的爱相配。
Peter became the object of mercy from the Lord.
彼得就成为我们主耶稣怜悯的对象。
In fact, the Lord Jesus prophesied how Peter's love for him at when he was in his old age.
实际上，我们主耶稣就预言彼得他在晚年的时候，他对主的爱应该是什么样的。
And the Lord Jesus said that when you were young, you used to gird yourself and walk about wherever you wish.
主耶稣就对他说：“你年轻的时候，你自己束上带子。”随意往来。
But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hand, and someone else will gird you and bring you to where you would not wish to be.
但你年老的时候就要伸出手来，是别人把你的手系上带子，带你到你不愿意去的地方。
We know that when Peter became old, his love became compatible to the love of Christ.
我们也看见彼得当在他的年长的时候，他的爱。就和神的爱相匹配。
Peter is the one who have experienced the tremendous mercy of God.
彼得他在他的人生中经历了神最大的、最丰盛的怜悯。
That is why in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, when he wrote his epistle, he testified, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us." Into a living hope.
所以当彼得他写到彼得前书的时候，他就可以这样的为主耶稣做见证，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借着基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
When it comes to Peter's turn to describe the mercy of God, he used the term abundant mercy because this, in fact, is his own personal experience.
所以，当彼得他来描述神的怜悯的时候，他就要说这是神的大怜悯，因为他这是他自己人生的经历。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
we are just like Peter.
我们都像彼得一样。
Never have one thought of love for God.
我们对神并没有爱的思想。
We only love ourselves.
我们只爱自己。
Yet one day,
但是有一天
because of God's love,
因着神的爱
by His great mercy,
因着他的大怜悯
He saved us.
他救了我们。
He called us.
他呼召了我们。
He changed us.
他改变了我们。
He trained us to serve Him.
他让我们能够来服侍他。
He adorned us with grace.
他用他的怜悯
so that we become worthy companions of His.
所以我们可以成为他配得上的同伴。
This is God's mercy to each and every one of us.
这是神在我们每个人中间所施的怜悯。
Changing us from sinners to become a prince and able to dine with the Lord Himself.
把我们从罪人改变成神的王子，并且能够与神同住。
The more we experience the great love of God,
我们越多经历神的怜悯的时候，
the more we realize how unworthy we are,
我们就越多地认识到我们自己是何等的不配。
And the more we appreciate God's mercy,
我们就越感激他的怜悯。
But there are people who for who failed to receive the mercy of God.
但是有的人呢，他们就没有办法接受到神的怜悯。
When the Lord Jesus was on earth, he came into contact with many people.
当主耶稣在地上的时候，他接触到许许多多的人。
Some obtained mercy and others they did not.
有的人就接受到神的怜悯，有的人就没有得到神的怜悯。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
In Matthew chapter 9, the Pharisee, they questioned the Lord Jesus, why did you dine with the tax collector and sinners?
在马太福音第九章，我们看见这些法利赛人就只问主耶稣为什么和税吏和罪人吃饭呢？
And the Lord Jesus answered that it is not those who are healthy that need a physician, but those who are sick.
主耶稣就告诉他，不是那些有没有病的人他们需要医生，乃是有病的人需要医生。
Not only that the Pharisee failed to see the reason the Lord Jesus came to this world is to draw close to sinners so that he could save them.
这些法利赛人他们没有看见主耶稣基督他来到地上的目的，乃是要带着罪人来亲近他，接近神。
They failed to see the very fact that they themselves were actually mighty sick.
他们更没有看见他们自己他们本身乃是有了何等大的病。
They consider themselves people who keep the law.
他们因为自己是一个遵守律法的人。
They consider their condition to be good enough for God.
他们因为自己他们的光景能够在神面前是非常好的。
They consider themselves to be superior than the other people.
他们认为自己比别人好。
Yet they do not realize their religion is flawed.
但是他们没有认识到他们的宗教乃是不正确的。
And their life is so pitiful.
他们的生命是何等的是何等的悲哀。
In fact, these religious people, their high-minded attitude was described fully in Luke chapter 18.
在路加福音第十九章，这些宗教人士他们那些高傲的心情就被非常具体的描述出来。
Two men went up into the temple to pray. One is a Pharisee, the other is a tax collector.
有两个人一同到殿里面去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
And the Pharisee stood and was praying to himself. He said, God, I thank thee that I'm not like the other people, swindler, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector.
法利赛人就站着祷告，自言自语地说，神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人，勒索、不义、奸人，更不像我旁边这个税吏。
The wonderful thing is, he is praying to himself, the Bible says.He's not praying to God, he's praying to himself.
圣经告诉我们说他是向着自己祷告，不是向神祷告。
And he started to count how good he is. He said that I fast twice a week and I pay tithes to all that I get.
所以他就开始感觉到他自己是何等的好。他告诉神说，我每周进食两次，我所得的呢都献上十分之一。
And the tax collector standing some distance away, not even willing to lift up his eyes to heaven.
那个税吏呢就远远地站着，甚至连举目望天都不敢。
He was beating his own breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner.
只是捶胸说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
We cannot become a routine question, brothers and sisters.
我们不要成为一个每天走这些例行的事情的基督徒。
We have to be watchful that we will not fall into a self-conceived stage.
我们必须警醒，使我们不要落到一个自我蒙蔽的光景当中。
That we think we are somebody when we are nobody.
因为我们好像是什么有什么了不起，实际上我们一点都没有什么了不起的。
That our hearts slowly become lukewarm toward the Lord.
以至于我们的心在神面前就渐渐的不冷不热。
This tax collector, he was under conviction, and then he prayed to God. The only thing that he can pray for is, Lord, be merciful to me, the sinner.
这个税吏当他接受了神的光照的时候，他就在神面前祷告，他唯一所能发出的祷告就是，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
There wasn't any other things that he can boast about.
没有什么事情他可以在神面前夸耀的。
There was one time when I have the opportunity to meet up with a brother whom I have not seen for a number of years.
有一次有机会我遇见了一个弟兄，这个弟兄是我很多年没有看见的。
And I asked him, how have you been doing?
我就问他你最近情况怎么样。
He told me, he said, brother, today there is only one prayer that I can utter before the Lord.
他就告诉我说，弟兄，今天在神面前我只有一个祷告。
He said from day to night, from night to day, the only prayer that he can say to the Lord is, Lord, be merciful to me.
他对我说，无论是白天的夜间，我向神只有一个祷告，神啊，求你怜悯我。
Obviously, this brother, he is going through some difficult situation. I don't know exactly what that was.
很明显，我们的弟兄在经历了一个困难，我们不知道具体是什么。
And he probably was not making it through.
但是他很难从这个困难中走出来。
And I would think that he would have prayed to God multiple times about this, about that.
我相信他在神面前多次的为这些事情祷告。
But in the end of the day, the only thing that he can come before the Lord is to appeal to the mercy of God.
但是当我们来到尽头的时候，我们在神面前只能求他的怜悯。
One thing we ought to know, Paul tells us in Romans 9.
我们有一件事情需要知道，是保罗在罗马书第九章告诉我。
The reason for the Israelites to be rejected by God is because they rejected the Lord Jesus as their Messiah.
以色列人之所以被神弃绝，是因为他们弃绝主耶稣作为他们的弥赛亚。
And it is out of pride.
是因为是出于他们的骄傲。
They refuse to humble themselves before God.
他们在神面前拒绝来谦卑他们自己。
They thought that they were the chosen people of God and that they have the covenant of God through Abraham.
因为他们相信他们是神的选民，在神借着亚伯拉罕与他们立约。
And as a result, they stumbled. The whole nation actually slipped away from God's mercy.
以至于他们绊倒了，他们全整个民族都从神的怜悯中跌落了。
And meanwhile, because of their failure, we, the Gentiles, you and me today, are chosen to be the object of God's mercy.
这是因为他们的失败，你我这些外邦人能够成为神怜悯的对象。
And God said, I will call those who were not my people, my people.
神就说，那些不是我子民的人，我今天要称为他们是我的子民。
And those who was not beloved, my beloved.
那些不蒙爱的今天要称为蒙爱。
We thank God for his mercy and his calling toward all of us.
为着神的怜悯和呼召我们感谢他。
But Paul also warned us that we would be cut off the same way as the Israelite if we reject his son when he is speaking to us.
但是保罗在这里边也警告我们，若是我们拒绝主耶稣，拒绝他对我们的警醒和说话，我们同样也要从这个恩典中坠落。
Brothers and sisters, we must remember one thing, we are sinners saved by grace.
弟兄姐妹们，我们必须记到一个事实，我们就是一群蒙恩的罪人。
We are utterly corrupted.
我们的本性都已经败坏了。
In our previous life, we have gone astray.
在我们以前的生活当中，我们都个人偏行己路。
But by his mercy, we are saved.
但是因着他的怜悯，我们得救了。
And God called us to serve Him.
神也呼召我们来服侍他。
And called us to live a life for Him.
呼召我们为他来活出我们的一生。
And as we learn to serve Him, we experience more of His grace and mercy.
当我们来服侍他的时候，我们可以经历他的，越多的经历他的怜悯。
But there is a danger that we begin to appreciate the gifts and the services that we begin to feel that we are superior than somebody else.
但这里边有一个危险，就是当我们越多的来欣赏神给我们的呼召和我们在他面前所摆上的时候，我们就可能从他的怜悯中被滑落出去。
Sometimes when the church asks us to serve,
有的时候当教会请我们来做一些服事的时候，
We then feel that we are doing God a favor.
我们就好像想我们是在帮神一个忙。
Sometimes it is the hidden pride
有的时候是这里边隐藏的骄傲。
That is most dangerous to us.
乃是我们生活中最危险的事情。
When this condition occurs, you know that this is the mark of the one who will not be able to receive God's mercy.
当这样的情况发生在我们的生命当中的时候，我们就知道这是一个记号，乃是我们不能接受神的怜悯。
You know, there are many characters in the Bible who have slipped away from God's mercy.
在圣经里边，我们看见有许多的人物，他们从神的怜悯中滑落了。
Take a look at the first king of God's people, King Saul.
我们来看一下神选民中的第一位君王，是扫罗王。
He started well.
他开始的时候很好。
He was humble.
他谦卑。
And yet,and at that time, at the very beginning, he listened to Samuel for whatever instruction given to him.
在开始的时候，他一直听撒母耳的话，并且撒母耳从神转达所有的话，他都听。
But his heart was not for God.
但是他向着神没有一个向着神的心。
He did not keep God's commandment.
他没有遵守神的戒律。
He did not obey God.
他没有顺服神。
And worst of all, when he was told of his sin, he did not repent.
是最糟的，当他撒母耳警告出他的罪的时候，他没有悔改。
And Saul, as a result, slipped away from God's mercy, never recover from that point forward.
所以扫罗就从神的怜悯中滑落了，而且永远没有回头的路。
The point we can learn from Saul is that to obey.The Lord is better than sacrifice.
所以我们从扫罗这边可以学到一个非常重要的一点，就是听命胜于献祭。
To heed is better than the fat of ram.
顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
Rebellion is as iniquity and idolatry.
悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等。
And insubordination is as if witchcraft.
顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。
We need to ask God to help us to take a look at our own condition.
我们需要求神来帮助我们看见我们自己的光景。
Do we live for God?
我们是不是为神而活？
Or do we live for our own career?
是为着我们自己的事业而活？
Or do we live for our own kingdom?
是为我们所谓自己的那个小天地而活。
Do we consider our career or our own kingdom more important than obeying God?
是不是我们自己的事业和我们自己的天地比顺服神更重要？
The third king of the people of God, King Solomon.
在以色列的民中的第三位君王是所罗门王。
He was greatly loved by the Lord.
主是何等的爱他。
Out of the 19 sons of David, he was chosen to be David's successor.
在大卫的19个儿子中间，他被拣选作为接替大卫做君王的人。
God gave Solomon great wisdom to manage the people.
神给了所罗门王何等大的智慧来管理他的子民。
But gradually, his heart turned away from God.
但是慢慢的，他的心就远离了神。
Though God revealed to him three times, he rebelled against God from following his wives to worship idols.
虽然神曾经三次向他显现，但是他因着跟随他那些外邦的妻子敬拜偶像而远离神。
The Bible did not record clearly that Solomon has ever repented.
圣经并没有明确记载所罗门曾经有悔改的经历。
In fact, his kingdom was broken up into two as soon as his son was made king.
实际上他的这个国王这个国呢，当他儿子接续的时候，就分裂成南北两个国家。
And consequently, Solomon slipped away from the mercy of God.
所以这个结果就是所罗门他就从神的怜悯中滑落了。
The point we can learn from Solomon is this.
我们从所罗门这边所能够学到的。
When we have it all.
当我们拥有了一切的时候。
Just like Solomon.
像所罗门一样。
We start to lose the sense of God's preciousness.
我们就开始失去了神他那个何等 有价值这个观点。
We end up doing the most foolish things.
我们就开始做那些愚昧的事情。
Our heart ceases to follow God and wander away.
我们的心就不再跟随神而偏离神。
You know, today in North America, it is a very materialistic world.
今天在北美是一个充满了物质的世界。
And many people because of their hard work, their intelligence, they become pretty well off.
今天因为很多人他的努力工作和他们的恩典恩赐，所以他们呢都过上了富裕的生活。
Before they obtain all those wealth, they will come and seek God and ask for God and follow God.
在他们没有这样的富裕的时候，他们来寻求神，跟随神。
And yet many a times after they have obtained the world.
但是当他们在这个世界中有所得着的时候，
then their hearts start to wander away from God.
他们的心就开始远离神。
There is another king called King Uriah.
另外一个王，他的名字叫乌西亚。
He has a godly start.
他开始的时候有一个圣洁的开始。
He continued to seek the Lord in the days of Zechariah.
在撒加利亚做祭司的时候，他一直跟随神。
And as long as he sought the Lord, God prospered him.
当他跟随神的时候，神就使他亨通。
In a sense, you can say that Uriah is a second generation Christian.
我们这里边也可以看见乌西亚，他是第二代的基督徒。
He is under the good guidance of Zechariah.
他是接受了撒加利亚所美好的指示。
And yet, as his kingdom becomes strong,
但是当他的国度强盛的时候，
his heart became proud toward God.
他就在神面前开始心高气傲。
And he entered into the temple to burn incense on the altar.
他就进耶和华的殿，要在那里面为耶和华烧香。
And immediately he became a leper because the Lord has smitten him.
因着神对他的这件事情不喜悦，所以他当时就得了大麻风。
And the most unfortunate thing is that he never did repent.
但是最可悲的一件事情就是他一直没有悔改。
He never humbled himself.
他没有谦卑他自己。
He was cut off from the house of the Lord until his death.
所以直到他死的日子，他就和神的家一直就隔绝。
This is another solemn warning of how we can fall away from the mercy of God.
这是当我们的生活中另一个非常重要的警告，是让我们不要远离神。
The point that we can learn from his life is pride through success will corrupt one's heart and bring swift destruction.
从乌西亚身上我们可以学到，我们的骄傲要败坏我们的生命，使我们能够远离神。
We have given three examples of how people who initially receive mercy and yet slip away.
我们这里边看见有三个例子，他们开始的时候都跟随神，但是后来都远离了神。
Now let's take a look at those ones who received the mercy of God initially and continue to stay in the mercy of God.
我们再看一些例子，这些人他们一开始接受了神的怜悯，但是一直活在这个怜悯当中。
Take a look at the life of Jacob.
我们来看一下雅各的一生。
He started out not so good.
他一开始的时候并不很好。
He was a cunning person.
他非常的狡诈。
Always taking advantage of people around him, including his brother and uncle.
他一直想占他周围人的便宜，包括他的哥哥和他的舅舅。
But he has one good point.
但是他有一点很好。
As selfish as Jacob, he was willing to put himself in God's hand.
尽管像雅各一样的自私，但是他愿意把他自己放在神的手中。
He desired the blessing of God.
他希望得到神的祝福。
And God chastised Jacob.
神就管教他。
And dealt with Jacob all his life.
神一直在他的生命中对付他。
And when Pharaoh asked Jacob how old was he,
所以当法老王问他你的年龄是多大的时候，
Jacob answered, few and unpleasant have been the years of my life.
雅各就回答我的一生又短又苦。
Why would Jacob say that?
为什么雅各这样说呢？
Because he did not depend on God but himself.
因为他没有依靠神，而是依靠他自己。
Isn't that the story of our life here too?
是不是这是我们每个人生活的写照呢？
But then again, God disciplined him.
但是神管教了他。
And thank be to God, as terrible a character as Jacob. God did change him.
感谢神，尽管像雅各这样一个狡诈的人，神改变了他。
God changed him from Jacob to Israel.
神把他从雅各改变成以色列。
God remained, Jacob remains in God's mercy all his life.
所以雅各呢，就在他的一生中，在神的恩典，在神的怜悯当中。
The point that we can learn from Jacob is this.
我们可以从雅各的一生学到这样的事情。
Jacob desired God's blessings.
雅各他羡慕得到神的祝福。
And this gives God the opportunity to work in him to change him.
他给神一个机会，让神在他的生活中，在他的生命中工作。
And if we desire the blessing of God, that's okay.
我们愿意得到神的祝福，这很好。
God will use that opportunity to work and change us as well.
神要借着这个机会，在我们的生命中做工，改变我们。
The reason why God has made a very strong statement about his brother Isaac, he said, Isaac have I hated.
在这里边我们看见神说了一句非常强的话，就说以扫是我所恨恶的。
The problem with Esau is that he has no interest in God or God's blessing.
但是我们这里边看见以扫他的问题是他没有一颗愿意寻求神祝福的心。
And as a result, he did not receive God's mercy.
所以结果呢，他就没有得到神的怜悯。
I was going to mention David, but we'll jump to Paul.
我想提一下大卫，但是我们可以先看一下保罗的情况。
Paul, in his own testimony to his spiritual son Timothy, he said that I was a blasphemer, a persecutor.A violent aggressor against the church.
所以我们这里边看见保罗给提摩太写的书信的时候，他说我是一个亵渎神的，逼迫人的。
He said that I was the chief of sinners, of all sinners.
我是罪人中的罪魁。
And yet I have obtained mercy.
因而我蒙了怜悯。
This is his testimony.
这是他的见证。
Though Paul started out in the wrong course,
虽然保罗他一开始的时候走了一个叫错误的道路。
And yet God, by His mercy, brought him back.
但是神借着他的怜悯把他带回来。
The more Paul served God,
保罗越服侍神。
The more mighty God can use him,
神越能够这个伟大的神越能够用他。
The more unworthy Paul realized he himself really is.
他就越来越认识到他自己的不配。
And he kept staying under the mercy of God.
所以他就活在神的怜悯当中。
He became more and more appreciative of God's great mercy.
他就对神这个大怜悯越来越感激。
Brothers and sisters, this should be a normal condition of all of the Christians.
弟兄姐妹们，这是每一位基督徒所应该有的光景。
The point we can learn from Paul is this.
我们从保罗身上可以学到这样的事实。
The more we realize how undeserving we are,
我们越认识到我们自己是何等的不配。
The more God can then use us.
神就能够越多的用我们。
And the more God's mercy will we see.
我们就可以越多的看见神的怜悯。
Brothers and sisters, how much we need to make sure that we stay in the mercy of God.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等重要！我们要看见，我们要常常的活在神的怜悯当中。
But then again, someone will say that, well, you know, God will have mercy on whomever God will have mercy.
但是有的人可能会说，神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
God will have compassion on whomever He will have compassion.
他要恩待谁就恩待谁。
So then it is not of him who wills nor of him who runs but of God who shows mercy.
所以如此看来不在乎那些定义的，不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。
Here is in this scripture it seems to suggest that our striving and our diligence may not help us to obtain mercy because it is not of him who wills nor of him who runs but it all depends on God who shows us his mercy.
所以这段经文好像让我们有一种感觉，说这并不在乎我们自己在神面前的努力和侍奉，乃因为神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。不在乎定义的，不在乎奔跑的，不在乎神。
Now if God does not want to show mercy,
如果神不愿意向我们显现他的怜悯，
our effort will all be in vain.
我们所有的努力都是白费的。
Is that true?
这是不是真实的呢？
Because if it is our effort to earn God's mercy,
如果是我们的努力能够挣得能够赢得神的怜悯，
then how can we call this as mercy?
我们怎能叫这样的事情是怜悯呢？
If we can earn it, then it's not mercy.
如果我们能够努力赚得这样的怜悯，那它就不是怜悯。
Does it mean that in this case we don't need to will and we don't need to run after God?
那这是不是说我们不需要定义，不需要奔跑呢？
Is that what the scripture suggests?
是不是圣经是这样的，有这样的意思呢？
This is not true.
这也不是。
Brothers and sisters, we need to take a look at the book of Jude.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要来看一下犹大书。
And the book of Jude, it reminds us that we have one important responsibility.
因为在犹大书中我们看见我们有一个非常重要的一个责任。
We need to keep ourselves in the love of God.
我们需要常常活在神的爱中。
Because God loves us, we have one responsibility, and that is to stay in God's love.
因为神爱我们，我们有一个责任，就是要常常活在神的爱中。
Never leave God's love.
不要离开神的爱。
And in the meantime, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
同时呢，也仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
When we keep ourselves in God's love,
当我们活在神的爱中的时候，
looking for the Lord Jesus' mercy,
仰望主耶稣基督的怜悯，
God will make sure that more of His life will be given to us.
他的神就要做一件事情，使他的生命更多的给予我们。
And God will be able to keep us from falling.
就是我们不滑跌。
And He will keep us blameless until we see Him in glory.
要使我们无可指责，直到我们见他面的日子。
Now you may ask, how do we keep ourselves in God's love?
你可以能问，我们怎样能够常常活在神的爱中呢？
How can we do that?
我们怎样这样，我们怎么做呢？
We need to love God.
我们需要爱神。
Now you ask one more question. How do we love God?
你可能再问一个问题，我们怎么爱神呢？
Not just by our mouth.
不是我们嘴上所说的。
At the sea of Tiberias, at the shore of the sea of Tiberias, the Lord Jesus showed Peter a practical way.
在提比利亚海边，主耶稣给彼得一个非常实际的方法。
After the Lord Jesus asked Peter, and Peter said, "Yes, I am fond of you."
当主耶稣问神，当主耶稣问彼得问题的时候，彼得说：“我爱你。”
The Lord Jesus gave him a commandment.
主耶稣就给他一道命令。
Feed my lambs.
喂养我的羊。
Watch over my sheep.
要看护我的小羊。
Feed my sheep.
喂养我的羊。
Brothers and sisters, we should not always be just simply a recipient of services.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不能够一直接受别人的服侍。
We need to learn to serve in whatever capacity God has given us.
我们需要学习在神所赐给我们的这量给我们这些能力当中来服侍别人。
And through serving God in His body, this is the secret of not slipping away from God's mercy.
借着在他的身体当中来服侍神，这是一个秘诀，使我们能够一直活在神的爱中，活在他的怜悯中。
We ask our brother to give us a closing prayer.
让我们一同一点祷告。亲爱的阿爸天父，我们是何等的感谢赞美你，因为你是慈爱怜悯的神。在我们还不认识你的时候，在我们还犯罪顶撞你的时候，你就为我们舍弃了你独生的爱子，要他成为我们的救赎。今天因着我们主耶稣基督的救赎，我们都成了回家的儿女。愿你用你丰盛的怜悯和慈爱继续保守我们，能够常常活在你的爱中，让我们每天活在你的怜悯当中。主耶稣，我们知道我们自己不行，我们何等的需要你的圣灵来提醒我们，在我们每天的生活中来带领我们，让我们的脚不滑跌，让我们的路不偏离。主耶稣，愿你慈爱的怜悯能够常常的环抱你的教会，愿你的教会在地上为你做美好的见证。我们感谢赞美你，祷告奉我主耶稣宝贵圣名， Amen, Amen.